Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Medford, Massachusetts.
Aww.
Somerville. Hello, hello.
It's so sunny out.
It's so sunny. But why is it so chilly vibes?
Well, it's just windy.
I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
Windy city.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, hi.
Hi.
Hello, you. You look so good today.
Thank you.
Oh, I was talking to our listeners. Awkward. Awkward. I'm kidding. You are so beautiful.
You're slaying.
Hello.
You're slaying.
Hello. Fit check, maybe? Perhaps?
They can't see me.
It's okay. You can describe it.
I'm giving man. I'm giving Kim Possible, but like man.
Where's the Kim Possible?
Because she wears olive green pants and a black shirt.
Oh, I lost. You do look like Kim Possible.
I know. I've been told that so many times in my life that I look like Kim Possible.
This is so true. I love it.
Not the worst thing.
It's not the worst thing.
No, I had a crush on her.
Guys, so. I wish you could see Amalia right now.
Thank you. They're eating.
You.
Aaron's eating.
Thank you.
Aaron's giving like summer vibes today.
I don't really know what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a little black top with this red ribbon, which is giving Christmas.
It's floral.
Present. Yes, it's giving floral present. And then big baggy jeans.
Because what else? Okay, yeah. What are you going to play for us?
Okay, so today I really wanted to go by a theme because I'm really bad at doing that. And even this theme isn't really a theme. It's more of an idea.
Aaron tells me yesterday, she goes, it's funny vibes.
It's funny vibes for sure. And we're going to be doing a lot of discussion today. Might be controversial. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. But yeah. So the general idea of today is I'm discussing songs according to how... according to the emoji I feel, the emoji I feel corresponds because I feel as though we go day to day. And personally, I use a lot of emojis when I am unfortunately speaking to people because I want to make the experience of talking with me as fun as possible and as clear as possible. And no slips here. You will not be speaking to me and not know what I'm saying.
Aaron is very... I'm looking at our text right now. And the last text she sent me... well, that's not true. But a recent one she sent me is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Has 16 emojis in it. So, and it's like... And that's like a majority of the text. It's just the emojis. And I'm here for it. I get...
Okay, we'll get to that later. We'll maybe unpack. We'll unpack some. But this first one coming up. Okay, so my first most recent emoji. Wait, I really want to get this correctly. I love using the cat ones, like the cat face ones, because I am a cat person. Sorry to say.
Well, you have the cutest cat ever.
Thank you. Shout out Simba. He looks exactly like them. So I want him to be represented. You feel me? But anyways, so I use the cat one that's laughing specifically. Mm-hmm. I love that one.
Yeah, I see that one a lot.
If you use the regular laughing one, then
it's giving millennial.
It's giving please exit. So this one's acceptable for me.
Wait, pause. You know who uses the regular laughing emoji?
I don't want to know who.
Makai.
Whoa!
Okay, continue.
You just got roasted. Wait, the boom would be so good right now, but I'm going to insert it here. Boom. Anyways, going back to the story, the last time I used this emoji was actually last night when I got dinner with Amalia and Sophia. Mm-hmm. And I said, when I was asking Sophia if she wanted to get dinner, and I said, do you want to go to Duwick? And then I used the cat emoji. So, anyways, that's why I chose this song.
Mm-hmm.
Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Because while we were eating dinner,
it played,
and oh my god, more on that later. But basically, whenever music plays in Duik, it's either really good or like it's giving really nauseous. Bad.
It's giving Imagine Dragons.
It's really bad. But this was good, and it made me dance. So I'm gonna play it. Have fun. Bye.
I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're fortune teller's right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn.
So that was Begging on Your Knees, feat. Victoria Justice.
That is a song that defines so many years of my life.
So, like, a whole generation of human beings on this planet.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Is it?
I can't hear myself.
Hello? It's red.
Okay.
It's red. Right. Hello.
Anyways, yeah, that was a banger. I'm going to try and guess what emoji it was.
Yeah, try to guess.
I have two guesses.
Okay.
Two. My first guess, in no particular order.
Okay.
My first guess is the fire emoji.
No.
And my second guess is the on your knees emoji.
Honestly, that probably would have been a better one, but I did the praying one.
Okay.
But it's like the same thing. It's
the
like
begging.
If the fire emoji and the like kneeling praying one like had a child, it would be like the hand one.
It would be the hand
but
one.
But I typically
I was close. I got the vibe. Close. The vibe is like either like pow. Okay, that's like the fire emoji.
Okay, yeah.
It's a fire
song. It honestly should have been the fire emoji. I realize now
cuz it's like fucking fire.
Boo, mute mic. Anyways, no, I'm not going to, but boo. But anyways, yes, it is a fire song, and I should have made this the flames emoji, but it's not. It's not.
Okay, yeah. So it was the begging hands one.
It was the begging hands
one. Okay.
Yeah. So,
do you want me to guess for all of them?
Well, I'm going to introduce the next one and explain why it is that one.
Okay.
So the next one we have, this is a quick turnaround time, guys. I hope you know that. So we're going from Begging on Your Knees from the Victoria Show to Crack Baby by Mitski, which are two songs that I don't think have ever been cued after one another, but that's the case. And for this one, I chose to have it as the smiling. Okay, hear me out. The smiling one with the cross-eyed. The cross-eyed smiley.
Cross-eyed smiley?
Like this one. That one.
Oh, like the it's eyes cross-eyed. Closed.
The eyes are closed, but for some reason they're facing inside towards the nose.
The squint smile.
The squint smile. Oh, that would make more sense.
Anyways, gosh.
And you just have to... It's just by vibe. Vibe. You will understand. And then, yeah. So let's go from there. And sweet. Amalia will guess the one after. So yeah, I hope.
Okay.
If you have any guesses, please go to DJ chat, drop all the emojis that you're feeling, and we'll talk about it.
I feel like I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Here we go. Crack baby Mitski puberty 2. Haha.
Crack.
Check for calls. Blink your eyes. Won't forget.
Yeah. Body Snatchers. Radiohead.
It was so emo of you.
I want to reiterate that I guess what I meant by the like squinty like smiley face section is that this is the like, oh, my brain is splattered on the wall and I don't know how I'm feeling at all section.
Yeah. No, that's so valid. Yeah. I use the like smile with the forehead sweat emoji. Mm. That's my like, uh-oh, I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm. So I agree. So that's what I meant.
That was Crack Baby by Mitski was that emoji. Yes. This is Body Snatchers.
Yes. What do you Radiohead. Think? Radiohead. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I think it's the standing man.
Hmm. Interesting. Actually, I feel like that would have
because
made more
you
sense.
Okay. So every time I say something out of pocket over text with Erin, she either sends me the cricket emoji, like a lot of cricket emojis, which is so mean.
No, but it's so true.
But it's so true. It's so or true. Just the like hello with a standing man, like as if she's like standing in silence.
Honestly, you're selecting them much more better than I did. But based off of my recent usage, I plugged this as the cat like smiling, but it's like the awkward smile, like the dead eyes.
Oh, the, like,
and it's like, but it's like a cat, so it's like, you know,
yeah.
But I think
that's
it,
so random.
I
think you're the only person I know that uses the cat emojis.
They need to be used. I'm sorry.
It's so weird.
They need to be
Why
used.
Why a cat?
Because okay, I don't know. I just feel as though, okay, I can't really place it, but...
Like, why didn't they make laughing dog emojis?
Because, I don't want to say dogs suck, because I love dogs, but it just doesn't hit the same. It just doesn't hit the same. Like, if
no
it were
dog slander.
Like, you don't want to see a crying dog, like, no, but a crying cat, like,
yeah,
that eats.
True.
Like, that's so cute. Like, you know?
We
so
know,
I
that's
think...
Sad.
That is okay. sad, but...
Okay. Anyway.
But you get it. You get it.
I think the cat emojis are, like, I don't
actually,
know how to use them.
Actually, the next ones coming up, I think you'll understand the difference. Because I cannot really distinguish it, honestly. If I try to describe it, I'm going to sound insane.
Okay.
But I feel as though with this next one, you're going to understand.
Okay, cool.
So, this next one, actually, let's leeway into it. This next one is, honestly, shout out Natalie, because... I was trying to figure out what is the quintessential artist or song for this emoji. And it turned out to be TV Girl.
Ooh.
And, okay, I'm sorry, but I just could not, like, not resist the cigarettes out the window, you know? I couldn't resist.
You're really taking me back to high school with these right now.
My bad. But anyways, I feel as though this song specifically...
This is a great song.
It is evil.
It's horrible.
It's evil.
It does so many evil things.
It's so evil. It literally showed up on my evil mix that was made by Spotify AI for some reason. But yeah, this...
This was on my, like, sad mix.
Oh, no. This is evil. And because it's evil, I picked the... Okay, you need to understand. The cat smirking one. Okay, this is the last cat one.
Is this...
Just
you're
because
crazy.
I'm sorry, but the regular smirk emoji, I hate it. You can't
the
use
regular,
that.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, I see your point. Because the regular smirk emoji
is
giving, like, frat boy Dave smirking
it's
at
disgusting.
You.
It's disgusting.
Versus the cat smirking is giving, like, sassy shoddy smirking.
Exactly. So,
I
and TV
that.
Girl is, like, female manipulator-esque,
oh, totally.
I'd say.
And
so,
male. TV Girl is she's and they's manipulator music.
Exactly.
It's just manipulator music.
So, yeah, that's why I chose this song. And now we just have to sit here and listen to it. Be manipulated, everyone. I hope the cat smirk emoji emerges in your brain while you listen. Bye. Literally my sentiment. Okay. My sentiment by Universal Togetherness Band. Very, very good.
I don't know what emoji that was.
I don't know either. I just really wanted to play this today because it makes me happy. Aww, and
it makes me happy too. It's a great song.
It's a really good song. And I chose this to be the lungs emoji because I love the feeling that this song gives me, and it's what I desire to be breathed in and out.
Nice.
In my lungs.
Aw, that's nice. Yeah. I've never used the lungs emoji.
I don't know, like, what context I would use it. Maybe just in that same context. Just, yeah. I want to breathe that in.
Yeah.
Hand it over. Give it now. Anyways, so I hope everyone knows the difference between the cat emojis and their...
And the regular
And the regular ones.
And their counterparts.
We don't know exactly why, but you know why. You know it in your heart.
I just feel like, me personally, I can't use the cat emojis.
Boo. Boo.
I don't know. I don't have Simba.
Boo.
Guys, Aaron's cat is so cute.
That was purely evil, guys. Sorry. I let it slip out. I let it slip out, and I shouldn't have. But,
What song are you playing next?
What is that?
It's a label maker.
What is that doing there?
I don't know, but I'm going to play with it while you talk.
Okay, anyways. So, honestly, this next half, I don't know where this all came from. Some of it's really sad, and I don't really know if I want to play it right now because...
Wait, no, I want to hear it.
No.
Today's a...
Actually, I'm going to take off one right now. I don't want to play this. Canceled. Anyways, so this next song I definitely want to play, because yesterday I was making banana bread. It was really good. God, I have a slice in my room, and anyways, and I love banana bread, and I was listening to Blood Orange while I was eating it, so I'm going to play some Blood Orange. This is happiness, but you will soon hear it is not happy, okay? But
bless Blood Orange.
Bless Blood Orange.
Whoa, that was like
man.
So Voldemort of me.
Bless
Sorry.
Blood Orange. Give me the crucifix.
I also watched Harry Potter a couple weeks ago. It was
the
good.
Fifth Harry Potter movie is my comfort movie.
Really?
Yeah. Specifically Ooh. The fifth one.
Mm. The fifth one is a thick book. My
yeah,
gosh.
It's the best.
It's thick.
Book.
Order of the Phoenix.
I think the first one, I just like was messing with the mic.
Mm.
The fourth one is the best book. And the fifth one is just, I don't know. I think it's Gary Oldman. I think it's Sirius Black.
Oh, facts. It is Sirius
Black. I just have so many things from him. So.
Agreed. Anyways, back to happiness. The emoji doesn't make any sense. Sorry. But
is it?
It's basically, it's one of the new ones. Well, new quote-unquote ones. It's the regular emoji guy, and he has a bunch of bubbles around him. I don't really use that often.
Oh, yeah.
But I like it. It looks funny.
I like it. It looks cute.
It looks
I've
funny
never
and
used
cute.
It.
I never use it either, but I like, feel as though it encompasses the
only
experience
context,
of Blood Orange.
I want to hear people's context for using that emoji. I
Me
feel
too.
Like the only context is, do you want to blow bubbles?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, I don't really remember the last time I asked someone to blow bubbles.
I don't
bubbles
know. I thought
me.
It was smoke at first, and...
But there's already a smoke one.
No, but there's not one of a person smoking. But
yeah.
I thought it was at first, and I was going to play Smoke by Blood Orange because, oh, it's like,
no,
it's
there
smoke,
is
but
an emoji with
really?
With a dude with smoke around him.
What? Okay, we're going to find it. But anyways, in the meantime, here's Happiness by Blood Orange. Enjoy.
To Love to talk on these rides, mine on the road, your dilated eyes, watch the clouds float, white Ferrari, had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know,
and you know anything? I let you out at Central, I didn't care to state the plane, kept my mouth closed, we're both so familiar. White Ferrari,
stick good by time. Close by me,
you will find, you will find.
As distance slow by, left when I forget to speak. So I text the speeds, lesser speeds, text the speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me, eventually, yes. On me, eventually, yes.
Care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year, white Ferrari. Good times. In this life, in this life, one too many years since days to eyelids on a facelift. Mind over matter is magic. I do magic.
This is it. All that there is, can't take what's been given. so okay. We're doing fine. Mama and me getting dream of walls that hold us in prison. It's just us callies, that's what they call it. And we're free to fall.
Bruh.
That song.
With
I don't even have words. I think that's like the saddest song I've ever heard.
Yeah, sorry guys. Should have done like a trigger warning before or something, but I just simply did not do that.
Frank woke up and chose violence.
Literally chose violence. Violence.
Frank is always choosing violence.
Exactly.
I can't believe he's headlining Coachella and he has the audacity to not give us another album.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh my god, did you see the Outside Lands lineup?
No.
It's awful.
Sorry, I'm not from San Francisco, the Bay Area.
Controversial. I'm going to give a hot take.
Oh, no. Everyone, trigger warning.
The lineup is...
I want to look at it.
Lana Del Rey. The Foo Fighters.
Oh.
1975.
Don't you like the 1975?
Yeah, they're my favorite band, but I would honestly genuinely rather never see them again than see them at Outside Lands.
Whoa.
I've been Outside Lands. I love it. It's a great experience. Mm-hmm. If you are
A listener cry by saying that Lana Del Rey should not be at Outside Lands.
I don't like Lana Del Rey.
Okay, sorry, me neither.
I'm
so sorry.
I'm like not anti Lana Del Rey. I just really don't like her music.
I'm scared.
That's my hot take.
I like Diet Mountain Dew. Diamond Dew live in New York City. Sorry, guys.
I only know her from TikTok. She seems like a nice person, but. Other
I'm scared
than that.
Of her. Ooh, Ravina's playing.
But listen, I will probably go one day at Outside Lands because it's an experience.
Bro,
the people are cool. I'm gonna giggle. It's fun.
I'm gonna giggle when I see you at Outside Lands.
Will I see the 1975? Probably not. If I do, Aaron, check in on me.
Okay.
If I do, you should call me. And
Amalia
say,
needed.
How
like,
are you doing?
A 7-day business. No, actually, like,
no,
a 31-day
I needed,
business,
like, a 31-day...
31-business-day return policy.
Return policy.
To Earth.
Yes, after I saw the 1975, I was checked out for a month.
Exactly.
I was like, I kid you not, it was, like, a low moment for
me. Exactly.
After I came back from that concert...
They couldn't talk about it for weeks.
No, I literally couldn't talk
for
to...
For weeks.
Like, anytime someone was like, oh my god, how was the concert, I would start... to like get choked up, which is crazy. That's a crazy fan
That's
behavior.
Crazy. That is crazy.
I
fan
just have
behavior.
Been listening to them since I was like 14. Yeah. Consistently, they've been my top artist every single year until Mr. Frank came in. Until Mr. Frank Ocean came in and said, "Wait,
no."
Anyway, that's my hot take.
Anyways, please,
should I do my PSA?
Take the mic.
Okay, I have two PSAs. First one: if a fire starts in your home, you have just 2 minutes to escape. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms, develop an escape plan, and practice that plan monthly. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
Do it.
Okay, and then I wanted to take a second and use this lovely little platform to talk about some very sad news that I found out a couple days ago. One of my favorite musicians, an artist from San Francisco named Ben Queller, very, very talented guitarist and songwriter, had a 16-year-old son named Dorian. He went by Zev Queller online. He died in a really brutal freak accident. And Ben and Lisa, his wife, are starting a fundraiser in honor of Zev's memory, and I'm gonna plug the GoFundMe for it, but I wanted to read the bio of the GoFundMe, and hopefully some of you guys will be interested in donating. The Dorian Zev Queller Memorial Fund will be the seed money for a foundation we are creating to support young musicians and skaters. The foundation will design and maintain Dorian Oaks Cemetery, where Dorian and his family members will be laid to rest. The foundation will commission a statue to represent the life and persona of Dorian, which will be on display publicly in Dripping Springs or Austin, Texas. The foundation will offer scholarships to young musicians and skaters and will make annual donations to causes within those communities. So if you are interested in supporting that, the Ben Queller seems to be, I don't know him personally, a very down-to-earth dude, very talented musician, very tragic loss. His son was also a very talented musician. He had, he died like a week before his first like live performance debut and had just gotten a deal with a skate brand. So please donate the GoFundMe. If you go to GoFundMe and search for Dorian Zev Queller, Queller is K-W-E-L-L-E-R, Memorial Fund. Dorian Zev Queller Memorial Fund. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right.
That's my PSAs.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Definitely go check that out, everyone. I don't exactly know how to leeway out of that one, if I'm TBH.
Go for it. It's okay.
Now.
We're moving on.
So we do have 4 minutes left, and this song is a good 2 minutes and 40 seconds. So I guess we can just say that's a wrap, everyone.
That's a wrap.
Thank you for, I believe this is possibly the most, I don't want to say it's the most freeform because we are, I mean, I left
this
out a lot
of. This
is
the most freeform.
No, it's not the most freeform. It's not.
The most
it's
freeform not. We've been
it's
so
been,
far.
It's been
You
odd.
Put Victorious, Radiohead, Mitski.
I'm sorry, guys, but the Victorious cast to Mitski pipeline killed me. I was like, why did I do that? But it was funny.
It's okay.
I hope you agree.
All right.
But yeah, everyone, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
I hope that I hope that I haven't killed this music for you, because now whenever you listen, maybe
you'll think of the cat emojis.
Think of the cat emojis, which we now know are superior to the regular ones. No, I'm gonna turn off your mic. Yeah.
Okay, play your song.
Okay, guys, this needs no introduction. I hope, honestly, I had this as one emoji, but it should be multiple, and
okay.
It should be the crying emoji, the fire emoji, the kneeling emoji, like all of the above.
Is this what I think it is?
It is what you think it is.
This is also the exclamation point,
the red exclamation point emojis. Yes, exactly.
The two ones.
Exactly.
This is also the night sky emoji. This is the skull emoji.
Whoa.
This is the fire emoji.
Whoa.
This is the heart emoji, because it's my lifeblood. Play the song.
I hope. Honestly, again, shout out to Natalie, because I would have never clicked on this. Also,
the disco ball emoji
also,
from my stepmom.
Exactly. It did not show up in Spinatron. I had to manually put it in and search it up. So enjoy, everyone. Please turn it up.
I do, I'm just a dancer with a credit card.
Day off in Kyoto, got bored at the temple, looked around at the 7-Eleven. The band took the speed train, I went to the arcade, I wanted to go, but I didn't. Call from a payphone, yeah, it's not a payphone, it cost $1 a minute. To tell me you're sober and you wrote me a letter, but I don't have to read it. I'm gonna kill you. If you don't beat me to it, dreaming through Tokyo scars. I wanted to see the world till it flew over the ocean. And it changed my mind. Trip.
Scorpio sky.